Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
Everybody, or good morning, or good afternoon, or good middle of the night, or good wherever in the world you are, whatever time it is while you are listening to this, if you downloaded it. We are just glad that you're with us. This is Reverend Terry Power, and this is the Power Hours, and I am joined tonight by special guest Robin McKean. How are you tonight, darling?
I'm fine. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm doing pretty good.
Good.
Doing pretty good. Looking forward to the weekend, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to the weekend and coming home.
Yep. Looking forward to it, too.
At least it's warm, you know? I was out on the driveway earlier and just got on a light jacket. And
mm-hmm.
You know, I am so, so past being ready for warm weather.
Me too. I was outside this afternoon playing with the fire all afternoon, thinking about tonight's show.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to play with the new fire pit before I did, so I'm a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But you did, you know, after it got... Say again?
I was going to say, seems fair that I got to have the first fire since I built the stones around it and finished off the digging.
I was getting ready to say that. You know, I mean, the backhoe dug it out on Sunday, but you're the one that had to, you know, finish the cleaning and rebuild the wall around it. So, So, let's see. Yeah, and speaking of warm weather, we're going to be heading down to Florida here in a couple of weeks. So I'm getting kind of excited about that.
Yeah, I am excited. I certainly hope that some of the people who listen to the show somewhere come and introduce themselves to us there. I know that we've got to have some people who listen to us in Florida, and that would make my event. Just to know that people are actually listening to us out there, and they will come and say hello.
Yeah, that would be seriously cool. The first time I had somebody outside the tradition recognize me, I was at a holistic fair here in Allentown. And I was walking around looking at some of the vendor stuff. And I was just chit-chatting with this vendor and introduced myself. And he's like, "You're Terry Power?" I'm like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. "The Terry Power?" And I said, "Well, I don't know about the Terry Power." But he's like, "You're on the radio. I listen to you." I'm like, "Ah, cool." You know, so that was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's happened a few more times since then, but, you know, most of the time, it's like you said, you know, we do this and we know there are people out there. We see the numbers and people are engaged, but meeting them in person would be very cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. And I'm sure someday it will happen. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I'm just hoping that when we do the live remote, now those of you who have not heard, on the 30th, on Thursday night the 30th, we're going to be doing a live remote. Onyx is going to be flipping switches. It's our normal Thursday night, so Onyx is going to be flipping switches, and Robin and I are going to be interviewing some of the headliners and other noteworthy peoples, and maybe some of the attendees and and such at the Florida Pagan Gathering, where we will be speaking and teaching free workshops for Beltane weekend.
Yep, I think some of the people we're slated to interview are Raven and Stephanie Grimasi, Evo Dominguez, the Dragon Ritual Drummers.
Now that's where I hope I don't completely geek out and go fan on them.
I know.
Yeah, just go geeky fan.
Me too.
I'm afraid I'm going to embarrass myself and just be, like complete geek fan and, slaver all over somebody. I'm kind of worried about that.
I'll be there with my back of the head. Don't worry.
It'd be nice to
wake up, Jerry.
And to speak with Raven and Stephanie, that'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really a little concerned that the Dragon Ritual Drummers, I'm going to go, complete fan.
Yeah.
When I interviewed, good grief, this is 4 years ago now, when I interviewed Wendy Rule, it was all I could do to not, fan geek on her.
Mm-hmm.
But I managed to hold it together then, and she's way prettier than the Dragon Ritual Drummer, so I think I'll probably be able to hold it together.
I'll
have you there with me to protect me. So, anyway, guys, listen in. Tell all of your friends. When you see the announcements come out in a few days, share them with everybody. We're going to have a blast. And, of course, we're going to be where it's warm. Yay! And, thinking about packing sunscreen and bug spray. So I'm excited that it's going to be warm and outdoors. So tell all your friends it's going to be a real good time. The host group has promised to give us access to and help us to get all of the headliners to come be interviewed. Then again, we're going to try to get to some of the, some of the attendees. It's going to be right after their fairy parade and a performance and workshop by the Dragon Ritual Drummers. So there should be a lot of people around.
Mm-hmm.
And hi, Vega. And Vega says hi. He's listening too. So welcome to everybody in the chat room. Welcome to everybody that's listening. Sorry to wander off on a tangent, but we are so excited about the trip. Exactly, we talk about it every day, something that's got to be something we're talking about doing, something that's got to happen. And so it's just a part of it's going to be a daily part of our existence for the next 2 weeks. So we're excited. 2 weeks from tomorrow, we get on an airplane. Also, another exciting point, we had talked about waiting until just before the break, but I'm going to go ahead and announce it now. I don't know how many of you guys have seen the announcement getting out on Facebook that there's a land project in honor of Morning Glory called Buzzard Gulch, that there's a new fundraising going on. I got an email from Oberon today, and click here to support Calling Her Children Home, and I'm going to try to get on that link and post that in the chat room. But Oberon, I spoke with him on the phone earlier, and he is going to come on the show on next Tuesday, a week from tonight, and we're going to talk about the project, and it's going to be a sustainable pagan village. It looks like it's going to be able to hold about 12 people, permanent, you know, relatively permanent residents, and it's going to have year-round camp facilities. So it's going to really be something that's available for the communities, for the pagan community, and it's all honoring Morning Glory. So there's the link. I just put it in the chat room. It is a GoFundMe.com account, I guess is the word I'm looking for. And it's www.GoFundMe.com/MGZM Foundation, all crammed together. That's MGZM Foundation. So check it out on my public figure page, Rev. Terry Power HP. You can find it on my friends page, and I'll be getting it up on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook page very shortly. So, with all of that said, I think we should probably talk about the Chrome, since that's what we told everybody we were going to talk about.
That's probably a good idea.
So thanks to everybody for sticking around while we gushed and talked about stuff. But so the Chrome. The Chrome is, until fairly recently, one of those aspects of the goddess that even I struggled with. I think men men probably struggle with the Chrome. Say again.
I said, even you? I'm teasing you.
Even me. because I really, really try to work hard on my connection to the divine,
mm-hmm.
and work with all manifestations and work with the feminine. And, I have a very good relationship with a mother manifestation. And, I've been able to connect pretty well with all of the manifestations of the divine and the archetypes. But the Crone, for a lot of years, gave me a lot of trouble because, there's so many stereotypical, scary, aspects. And, of course, I know in my mind that these are, contemporary society, the patriarchal religions trying to marginalize the Crone, all of those kind of things. So the stereotypical Halloween witch grew up out of the perverted images of the Crone. But it wasn't until comparatively recently when I really started working with, working within. In the last 2 years, let's say, that I've really started working within myself, that I came to a deeper understanding of the nature of and the wonder and even joy of connecting with the Crone. Traditional cultures have always had a reverence for the wisdom of older people.
Mm.
And, but contemporary society, we worship youth and beauty, and so everything about the Crone is anathema to so much of contemporary society.
Well,
and yet...
I have something to say about that.
Well, I figured you would. That's why I was barreling ahead so I could at least get a few things said before you get wound. So,
okay, go ahead. Finish. I'll let you finish.
Well, I'm done. I'm stopping to take a breath and listen to you go zing. Here we go.
Okay. I think what you just said in some ways validates society, because we have this and this societal view of, you know, the elderly, the old woman crone, not having beauty. And I think part of the realization of connecting with the crone is finding the beauty in the crone, is finding the beauty in that wisdom, is finding the beauty in the wrinkles on her face and knowing that she earned every single one of them, whether they're laugh lines or frown lines or whatever they are. And a lot of that transfers to women in our physical state as we age. You know, we go from this stage of youth and, you know, perceived attractiveness by the society at large. And as we age, our society in particular sort of discards us. Yeah, you're a woman over 40, you're a woman over 45, you're pretty much out of that, you know, that game. And gets harder and harder to get a job, harder and harder to, if you're single, to find another person to be in a relationship with, because men of that age want women 10 years younger. They don't want to date somebody their own age.
I'm going to stop you for a second, because it sounded like you just indicted what I said, and I was indicting society.
I'm indicting society, and you know, we are all a product of our society that we live in. And so, you know, I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that I think society as a whole needs to see the beauty of older people in general, the beauty of the wisdom that's there, the grace, because these people have been through their lives and they've obviously gone through ups and downs. Nobody gets to have wrinkles on their face and whitened hair because they've had an easy life. Everybody has ups and downs. So while what you said in some ways validates that thought, I don't think you said it intentionally to be salacious in any way. I think what you were just saying is, you know, this is how people see it. And I think part of learning to connect with the crone is to combat that concept that when women age, they've lost their physical beauty. It's finding the physical beauty in the older women and in that stage of life in general. I think it's going to help everyone connect with the crone. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, and it's kind of what I was saying, is that, you know, the traditional society holds that wisdom and the people of age and sees the value, the beauty, the wonder, the wisdom. And I was mm-hmm. talking about what I found in working at the crown,
mm-hmm.
in that that wonder and joy at doing that work within, that I have been doing. You know, the last 2 years have been a period of transformation, of in some ways renewal and regeneration. You know, all of that's crone energy. And all of that comes from looking, you know, working within and finding that aspect of the goddess. To me, I work with her more as the grandmother. You know, I have fond memories of my grandmother, so mm-hmm. I guess that that comes over into the concept of the crone. Once I got past the Halloween witch,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, the scarier aspects, because let's face it, even when we recognize the inherent beauty, the strength, the power, the sheer magnitude of the power and wisdom of the crone is frightening, even in her beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And while rebirth and renewal are all wonderful things, what has to happen before that? You know, there has to be death to be the rebirth.
Mm-hmm.
There has
to
be destruction before there's renewal. There has to be that ending before there's a new beginning, and that is always scary to humans.
Sure, going anywhere you haven't been before, just like, you know, the Star Trek thing, right? Where no man has gone before is always scary. It's I guess I'm a Star Trek geek. But it's always, always scary. And the crone is there to show us and to help us connect with the energy that people have done these kinds of things before and they will do them again after we do them. That you're not alone, that you're not the first person nor the last to have these experiences. And if you can tap into the crone's energy, you can connect to all those other people's experiences and feel safe in moving forward. You know, I once spoke about this on, I think, on my show, when I had Persephone. It was, she was my you know, first baby and didn't really know what to expect. And I was committed to not having any drugs, and I was going to do it totally naturally. And, you know, I got to the hospital, and she was literally born in 90 minutes, an hour and a half. I got to the hospital at 6 a.m. She was born 7:35 on the dot. And one of the things that helped me so much was having the ability during the pain, during the concept, you know, this childbirth process, to know and to reach out into, you know, sort of this flowing stream of goddess energy and know that there were millions of other women who had done this, just exactly what I'm doing in this moment, feeling this exact pain that I'm feeling, they survived it. And that got me through. I have to admit, I would do it again. I mean, I would have absolutely no problem having another baby if I wasn't, you know, 53 now. I'm going to be 53 in July.
Be quiet. Stop talking about it. No more.
No more children. Yes. No. I get it. But
no.
Well, if I were 15 years younger, I might consider it. But anyway.
Well, if you were 15 years younger, that would be a different conversation.
Well, yeah, that's how I prefaced it. But
yeah.
And I think in a lot of ways, as we approach the passing, you know, into the next incarnation or the next energetic form, if you will, it's the same. I think it's going to be the same sort of thing. And the crone is here to tell us that lots of people have walked this aged path, and moving forward into the next reality, we don't necessarily have to do it alone. You know, there's an expression, you know, you're born alone, you die alone. Well, I don't necessarily think that's true. You may be born alone, but I'm not sure how much consciousness we have as we're born, and we may never know. But as we pass over, we certainly know that millions of people have done this before, and we shouldn't feel alone. It should be the same sort of thing. You reach out for that crone energy and know that she's with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, he's speechless.
Yeah, it happens occasionally. Yeah, I think you're more often than many. Yeah, I don't know what else to say to follow that up. You hit on it. There's, you know, I just keep coming back to the idea that there's such a wonder, and there is strength. There is strength in knowing that we are not walking this path for the first time. And knowing that there is renewal, you know, transformation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of liken it, and this occurred to me when I was looking over some stuff, and I was jotting down a few notes. And actually, it's not a few notes. It's a steno pad covered, and I'm having to look to see what I wrote and where. It's all different angles. But transformation is one of the key words that I found on multiple websites and in a couple of different books. And it keeps coming back to transformation, change. And, you know, I saw death and renewal, or, you know, destruction and renewal, death and rebirth, but transformation. And it occurred to me that the death card in a standard symbol, you know, symbolism of the
Rider Waite.
Yeah, or the Rider Waite or any of them that follow that, that, you know, even with new art, if they follow the, you know, the same essential cards.
Right.
The death card is always seen as so scary a card. But, you know, it really isn't the scariest card in the in the deck by any stretch. But I think the Tower card is probably the scariest for me. But the death card is transformation. It is that ending that leads to new beginning. And that is the total essence of that part of the Crane's energy. That ending of old cycles, that removal of, you know, the forest fire that makes way for new growth. The tearing down of a derelict building that has become stagnant and old and dilapidated and is unsafe. So as to make way for something new and beautiful. That's transformation. That's the beauty of the Crone's energy, is that it makes way for new and wonderful and for growth. There can be no growth when the forest is so choked that it can no longer grow, and then forest fire cleanses and removes obstacles and clears the way for that new growth. There has to be an ending to every cycle so that a new one can begin, so that we can grow. That doesn't mean it's not scary when we face it. All endings are scary.
Sure.
Even even the ending of things we don't like. And that's, you know, and that's probably another whole show by itself, is the reason, the way we get stuck in the pattern, because we're afraid to change that which we know, even when we know it's not good for us. But that is a whole nother show for a whole nother set of a whole nother thing to get you wound up on. That'd be one of your favorite shows. that's one of your pet topics, I know. So, so I hit on one for you. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour, so let's go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
Again, I want to ask everybody to stick around, and we're going to talk about connecting with the Crone energy, and maybe a few names of Crone goddesses that have been bandied around. Some of the more common ones, there's some that I can't even pronounce, including the Aztec Crone. I tried any number of times, and I even even Lord Don tried to teach me how to pronounce that word, and I can't do it. But, but stick around. We'll talk some more about the Crone after the break. Oh, and in honor of our topic tonight, we're going to play Murphy's Midnight Rounders, a song called Hot Crone Chant. So stick around, we'll be right back.
Hey, has anybody seen the soap?
No, I don't remember the last time my toes were clean.
Denver.
Was Denver?
No, I think it was Boulder.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we gave it to, who was that? Hippie Joe.
Yeah. Hello to Hippie Joe.
Oh, man.
Let's sing something.
Yeah,
okay.
Bonnie, start us out.
I'm going down in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan. I'm gonna lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. From the calling, gonna be reborn.
I'm going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
I'm gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
Going down
in the cauldron. Don't you worry and don't you moan.
Gonna
lay me down in darkness in the cauldron. Crumbs are calling, gonna be reborn.
You are listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
To Lord Terry's Power Hour on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to Lord Terry.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power and the Power Hours. And my lady, my best friend, and my special guest tonight, Robin, how are you, darling?
Hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still here.
All right. Yeah. You didn't run away screaming. This is a good start. So, before the break, we were just talking about the crone energy,
mm-hmm.
and how the crone manifests, and I know that you've got some crone goddesses that you work with. I've got a list here that I made. I just in my research some that I'm familiar with, some I know less well, and. Why don't you talk a little bit about the crone manifestations that you're most familiar with and that you work with?
Well, the very first goddess I was called to work with was Hecate, or Hecate, however people want to say it. I've heard it Hecate. I've heard it pronounced like 15 different ways. And everybody tells me, no, this is the right way to say it. So I don't want anybody yelling at the radio. Because they're saying she doesn't know how to say it.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is the most common. But I occasionally run into people who pronounce it differently. So, she was the first goddess I was called to work with, and mostly, she was about choosing your path. She's about changing your life. And working toward where you want to be. You know, she's the goddess of the crossroads. And one of the traditional ways to honor her and connect with her is to go to a crossroads under the dark moon and either leave a offering of food or, even better yet, prepare a meal for her under the dark moon and leave it there for her and do your ritual. Or... you can just sit in your living room and light a candle and talk to her. Both have worked for me. The goddesses, in general, the more you work with them, the more you talk to them, the more you treat them as if they are your friend, the more they respond to you. And she has a specific persona, and yes, I know she's part of the Persephone, Demeter, triple goddess aspect. But when you are working with her, generally you're working with her as the crone aspect. And for me, she has always represented that. She's also the protector in many cases, of women, like Kali, who is also considered by the Hindus to be the protector of women specifically from violence or anything untoward that might happen to them. So a lot of women find it very easy to connect to her because she really makes us feel safe, like that grandma energy. I've seen a couple of comments in the chat room, and you know, I was raised by my grandmother, and older women have always been important to me in my life as mentors. And so in that way, we can actually physically connect on a day-to-day level with that aspect of the crone as well. And you can just bring her into your life, the crone, no matter what goddess you call it, you know, Hecate, Kali, Inanna, many of them are considered, you know, crones. I'm sure you've got a list in front of you.
Yeah, well, I mean, interestingly enough, the Kali keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that new statue we bought,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Shiva Parvati statue.
Mm-hmm.
Kali is one of the manifestations of Parvati.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting every time I research anything about a goddess lately, it has come back around to Kali, Parvati, and by extension, connecting to Shiva. And I'm feeling like, you know, a little bit of a gib slap up the back of my head, so I'm going to start doing a little more research about Kali.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the stories I read today was that she was manifest specifically to fight this one particular really nasty demon. And the story goes on from there, but it's very interesting to read some of these stories. I've always worked more with Bav, who I think of as very grandmotherly,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to Maka, who is much more of the goddess of war, kind of destruction goddess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know that there's some comments in the chat room about Hecate and Kali not necessarily being crones, but the stories as they evolved, you know, wherever they started, but where they evolved, I mean, the Hecate, you know, you pointed out that Hecate guided Demeter through the underworld, and in those stories,
mm-hmm.
The goddess of the underworld and the grandmother, the older aspects began to take much more of a role in people's concepts of Hecate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did many of these start off as something different and evolve over time? I think that's entirely possible. You know, Kali being, you know, is depicted often as a lover of Shiva, and there's apparently a very common a depiction of them, coupling. So, you know, while yes, I understand that these two in particular, and to a certain degree, Bav and Maka aren't necessarily seen always as Chrome, but the evolution of their stories and the energies that are the stories and the energies that are easier to work with. It is that energy that we are talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I'm trying to say is we're talking about that energy that we're discussing in the crone aspect. Zeus was also father and king and to a certain degree sage. So no one of these gods or goddesses always fits neatly into one archetype or the other. There's always overlap. So tonight we're talking about crone.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight we're talking about crone. And so we're going to talk about those aspects of these particular goddesses that fit within the crone energy and fit within the crone archetype. Baba Yaga, the
mm-hmm.
Russian, she's the witch in the woods.
Right, the old wild woman.
She's very much very similar to the witch of Hansel and Gretel kind of witch.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she has a candy.
Carrot woman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely
well,
carrot.
Her house had a fence around it with the and every fence post had the skull of some seeker that
mm-hmm.
had failed. And her house got up and moved around on chicken legs. But other than that, though, it's, Iglesias is saying, the old lady that lives in a house with bird feet, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So the Kaliach, we've already mentioned Hecate, Kali, Maka, Morgana. Morgana is another one of those that's very much has mother energy as well as crone energy.
Mm-hmm.
Caradwen is, the keeper of the Cauldron of Rebirth. I mean, she's pretty much, I think of all of these, she and Baba Yaga are the two that really don't have any other aspect to them. The rest of them kind of run the gamut. I mean, there's...
Well, there are a lot. Yeah, there are a lot that we're not touching on because they're less well known. They're from other traditions that are not as well known. But
and some of those that I skip simply because I can't pronounce.
Well, yeah. there's Kalma. She's a underworld goddess of death and decay. Lara. Mother of the Dead, Lilith from the Hebrew.
Lilith.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take a.
I didn't even want to start down the road with talking about Lilith.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. And I'm going to take a stab at the Mayan, Ixchiquetzal, or something to that effect. Xochi.
That's the one I refuse to try to pronounce.
Yeah, yeah. I know that the XO is pronounced like an I, so I took a stab at it. I was probably wrong. I'm sure Onyx can tell me. our in-house researcher.
Yeah, that's one of the names that Don tried to teach me to pronounce, and In a couple of our public rituals, we invoke the 70 names, and that's one of them. And I butcher it. I butcher it every time he's tried to teach me
mm-hmm.
half dozen times, and that one evades me. So that's why I didn't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
there's hundreds of goddesses that could touch on being, having some crone energy.
Absolutely. Well, really, and this goes back to the triple goddess aspect. All women embody all aspects, mother, maiden, crone. I mean, that's no matter what goddess you are looking at, they all have aspects, whether it is even Kali in some regards, at some points in her life, she is lover, she is mother, she is, you know, the queen of destruction and rebirth. So every single one of those, you know, comes into play. You can't be a crone if you have not been some maiden and lover and mother. Maybe not even, you may not have been a physical mother, but you've been mother to somebody along the way somewhere. Because as women, we mother our pets even, you know. the infamous cat lady thing, you know, you're mothering all your pussy cats, you know. So.
Yeah, Afterfather's asking if Baba Yaga was the lady that traveled in the butter churn. And I've not heard that one, but I do know the mortar and pestle.
Mm-hmm.
Most commonly, I have seen that she flew around traveled in a flying mortar and pestle.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's wrap up. We're 10 minutes from the top of the hour. Let's wrap up with a little discussion of connecting. You touched on it and started when you were talking about your connection to Hecate.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some of the ways that you think we can connect to that energy and draw it? And draw strength from it as needed, and when is it needed, and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, I talked a little bit about when women, as we age, and we feel this shift in our sense of self, because, you know, previously we were the mother, and as our children grow up, and they need us less, and we're no longer as desirable according to societal precepts, and you start to feel, what is my place? Where is my place? And that is really, I think, when most women need to reach out for that crone energy, embrace it, and draw strength from it, and find their own place, and be able to experience it fully and not be afraid and not walk through it with fear and insecurity and so many things that we all fall prey to. I mean, Terry knows this, but most people out there don't know this. I have these horrible voices in my head of insecurity. And, you know, if I don't voice it and get rid of it, it'll work on me. And so I've just made a habit of just saying, hey, you know, I had this stupid thought, blah, 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 blah. And he's really good about it. But a lot of people don't have that ability to have somebody to bounce it off of. So that's when you go to your crone and you say, you know, I'm feeling this. This is what's going on. And you let her comfort you. Let her show you that other women have walked this path before. They've dealt with these same issues. And draw on that energy. It is there. It is palpable. I have felt it. So can you. To make the connection, all you need to do, just like with any other god or goddess, you need to do the work. You need to talk to them. You need to, you know, work with them. Everything from sitting in front of your altar, perhaps, and talking a little bit to that god or goddess on a daily basis, and listening and being open and letting them communicate with you. They will, if you can find that stillness and put away your anxiety and your fear. It will definitely help you. And that's really, I think, for me, what finding the crone energy is about, and how it's going to help you as a woman. Anytime you have to do anything you've never done before that scares the hell out of you, find that crone energy and help it, let it help you move forward.
Okay. For, you know, coming from a, you know, from a male perspective on it, though, the grandmother and even, you know, even the destructor, that energy is absolutely necessary for us to grow. In the last 2 years, I have spent so much time looking at really, your baser instincts run amok. And I've looked at past behaviors and how old patterns can be broken so that new growth can take place.
Mm-hmm.
And the guided meditation that we did at the Dark Moon,
mm-hmm.
That was not the first time that I had been down that tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And when we do the Dark Moon ritual again in June, we will go down that tunnel again.
Mm-hmm.
And we will take that underworld journey. And that's where I find the crone, in that underworld journey where I am able to sit and listen to talk. Of all the times I say to sit down, shut up, and listen,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes, particularly with the crone, I find that talking helps me to work through and to begin to hear myself as it's reflected against the darkness. I know that sounds strange, being reflected against the darkness, but it's the dark mirror and the light mirror.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the dark mirror is all the things that are that need to be worked on. And, you know, spending that time talking. And then, when I'm talked out, sitting quietly and listening.
Yeah.
Listening to the guidance. But sometimes I have to talk it out with the grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And seek that wisdom, but it's got to come from a place of me spilling my guts and talking about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes crying about things.
Mm-hmm.
How do we connect with that energy? We just go there. You know, like Robin said, it takes work. We have to do the work. And doing what I call shadow work, what I think Robin calls inner work,
mm-hmm.
is all part of that crone energy. That's where we find the guidance and the wisdom from the grandmother, where she tells us, you know, be strong, we're going to tear this down, and we're going to build you up again. And that's where I find a great deal of strength and a certain amount of lightness. As strange as it sounds, I always come back from the underworld feeling relieved and lighter than when I go. And mm-hmm. if you can do self-guided meditation, visualize yourself walking that path. Make sure you dump all of your baggage before you go in. That's always important. That's why we always cross that bridge and dump our junk before we go into the realm of the goddess.
Right.
And if we can dump as much of that junk to let the goddess take care of it while we're visiting, then we can go. Take that underworld journey, and whether you find the passage under a lake or in the side of a mountain, if you can visualize yourself walking that path, spiraling downward, and come to that opening, that huge cave with the goddess, with the crone, the goddess of the underworld, there you can find the strength and the wisdom that you need to break old cycles
mm-hmm.
and begin anew.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each trip is in and of itself an ending and a new beginning. It is an initiation into a new phase of life.
Right.
Every time we do it.
And, you know, there's some chat in the chat room talking about when people make the same mistakes over and over again and don't seem to learn from their previous mistakes. I honestly think that those are people, when they do that, they are afraid to turn and face that lesson that they need to learn. And, again, when you find yourself in those patterns, especially destructive patterns like that, where you know, you keep getting burned, you keep getting hit over the head, you know, the goddess is trying to tell you something and you're ignoring it, you need to tap into that crone energy in order to move forward, because it's the fear that's keeping you from seeing the lesson you need to learn. And again, going back to that, she will walk with you when you fear the most, through things that you fear the most. And that ultimate one, you know, is supposedly when you pass over into the next realm. Because everybody, no matter how at peace you try to make yourself, it's always fear of the unknown. I mean, there's always what's going to happen when I go around that corner or through that tunnel, or, you know, the journey we all have to take, but better to feel that you're not taking it alone and that you're not the only one who's ever had to do it. So.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I agree with everything you just said. You summed it up beautifully. So, with all of that said, my lady, if you would give us your final thoughts on the evening.
Well,
or did you just do that?
Well, I kind of did. But I will say one last thing is that oftentimes I see women who are young and who feel as if, well, I'm young, I'm in the maiden time of my life, I only need to work with the maiden. Or the same thing for, you know, people who are in the mother aspect of their life. Oh, I only need to work with the mother. And so they don't get around to working with the crone until they are there physically. It's an energy that you should embrace from a very young age, because it will teach you so much. And by the time you get to a place physically where you are in that crone space, you'll be so far ahead of the game, you won't be playing catch-up. So learn from that history. Learn from the mentors of the older women in your life. Embrace the crone energy so that when you are presented with a crossroads, because we all reach them at various points in our life. You could be 20 and have to make a decision at a crossroads. Embrace that crone energy, because she's going to be the one who's going to help you take that next step and on the right path that you need to go down.
So
I guess that would be my final thoughts, is seek the crone energy in balance with the other energies on your path. Don't leave it out, because it's all too often overlooked.
Yes, it is. I did for too many years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so how does somebody get in touch with you or us or however you want to present it?
Well, you can get in touch with us through the littlestonebridge@gmail.com email. You can find me at Robin A. McKean on Facebook. You can find Terry on his Facebook page as well, which is Terry Power, HP. And I think there's a way to get in touch with us through the show as well, Terry?
Yeah, let's see, cern.org@gmail.com. That'll get you to the station. You mentioned the Little Stone Bridge. There's Little Stone Bridge Pathworking's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
My public figure page is Rev Terry Power HP.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP.
Meet us if you come to the Florida Pagan Gathering.
Yeah. Yeah, come see us in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be warm and sunny, and we're going to have a good time. And we're going to be doing 3 workshops and a live remote. So
mm-hmm.
Plenty to spin and do. Florida Pagan Gathering is one of the huge events in the Southeast every year. So anyway, so my final thought, and I've listened to a lot of what Robin has said tonight, and we try not to discuss these too much before we start on the air so that we can have a little bit of learning from each other and interacting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I noticed is that Robin kept talking about how a woman should connect and a woman should take this energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's interesting that she normally doesn't do that. So I'm going to take the other side and talk about, actually I'm not, I'm just going to talk about how we can all use that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, to me, about the shadow work. Yes, there's strength and there's hope, and there's wisdom and bravery and overcoming fears. But what has spoken to me so much in the last 2 years has been the transformative energy of the crone. That energy that helps us to overcome, that helps us to look at patterns of behavior, to identify them, to help find a root cause so that that can be destroyed or mitigated, so that we can find a way to break those cycles and move forward, reborn in a new pattern. I don't try to work on a lot of things in any given time I visit the underworld. I work on one thing. And the next time I go, I will work on a different thing. And I find that each new journey brings me closer to the person I want to be. And I think that's a good thing. That transformative energy, that beginning and end, or more appropriately, ending and beginning, death and rebirth, destruction and renewal, all of those endings and new beginnings, those are, you know, those are the gift and the blessings of the crone. So, with that said, I believe we're done for the night, and I want to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Blessed be, everyone.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.